This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever wonder how our brains actually work? I mean, beyond the basic stuff we learned in school?
It's a whole universe in there, isn't it? So much we still don't understand.
Exactly. And this article, 5 Min Science Astrocytes Direct Neuromodulation, totally blew my mind.
Astrocytes? Those are the support cells, right? I always thought they were just background players.
That's what I thought too, but apparently they're the unsung heroes of brain function. So these astrocytes, they're not just sitting around. They're actively involved in neuromodulation.
Meaning they're helping to regulate how neurons communicate with each other. It's not just neurons doing all the work.
Exactly. They're detecting neuromodulators like dopamine and norepinephrine.
Right. And then they release their own stuff, gliotransmitters, to fine-tune things. It's a whole signaling network.
The article mentions studies in fruit flies, zebrafish, and even mammals, all showing similar mechanisms.
Wow. Evolutionary conservation. That's a big deal. It means this astrocyte role is fundamental.
And the experiments showed a direct link between astrocyte activity and behavior. Like, changes in their calcium levels affected things like motor coordination and even behavioral states.
Amazing. It's not just correlation. They shared causation. Blocking certain pathways changed the behavior.
This completely changes how we think about neuropsychiatric disorders.
Yeah, traditionally we focused on neurons, but now we have to consider astrocyte dysfunction as a major player in conditions like depression and schizophrenia.
It opens up a whole new avenue for treatments, targeting astrocytes instead of just neurons.
Exactly. It's a paradigm shift. We're moving beyond a neuron-centric view.
So, and to recap, astrocytes are active participants in neuromodulation. They're not just passive support cells.
They use GPCR signaling to trigger intracellular cascades influencing behavior.
These mechanisms are conserved across species, from flies to mammals.
Right. They're crucial for synaptic plasticity, especially in learning and memory.
And their dysfunction could be a key factor in many neuropsychiatric disorders. The article also points to future research directions, looking at higher brain regions and more complex behaviors.
We need to understand how astrocytes contribute to decision-making and learning. It's a huge area for exploration.
And new genetic tools will be essential for disentangling the causal roles of astrocytic signaling.
Live imaging of astrocyte activity in behaving animals will also be crucial.
This research really highlights how interconnected everything is in the brain.
It's a complex system, and we're only beginning to understand the intricate roles of all its components.
It's exciting to think about the potential for new therapies targeting astrocytes.
It could revolutionize how we treat neurological and psychiatric disorders.
The article really dismantles the old idea of astrocytes as passive scaffolds.
They're not just structural support, they're active players in brain function. It's a complete paradigm shift.
It's a reminder that we still have so much to learn about the brain. This research really underscores the importance of interdisciplinary collaboration.
Absolutely. Neuroscience, genetics, pharmacology, it all comes together to understand this complex system.
It's a testament to the power of combining different approaches. This research is a great example of how basic science can lead to major breakthroughs.
Understanding fundamental mechanisms can have profound implications for medicine and treatment.
It's a reminder of the importance of investing in basic research. Where do you see the field of neuroscience heading in the next few years?
I think we'll see a lot more focus on glial cells, not just neurons, a more holistic view of brain function.
And more sophisticated tools to study these complex interactions. This discussion has been fascinating. It's amazing to think how much we're still learning about the brain.
It's a complex and dynamic system, and there's still so much to discover.
It's truly inspiring. This research really highlights the importance of looking beyond the obvious.
We often overlook the supporting players, but they're crucial for the whole system to function.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your insights.